We are building our intersectional feminist future, this very moment, together. When I look back at the last 12 months of our work at Women's Foundation California, it could not be clearer to me. What we most desire for ourselves and our people, health, safety, and prosperity, is being co-created in the here and now across this network. When new relationships are built across a Zoom chat or across a coffee shop table, when dollars flow to organizations on the ground in Visalia or Tehama, when a policy fellow testifies with a quaver in her voice, we are co-creating our intersectional feminist future. We are making art with young folks. We are shifting narratives and changing culture. We are nurturing health. Whether we are showing up with masks for migrants at the border or putting more dollars towards reproductive justice in a post-Roe world, we are supporting bodily autonomy, health, and safety. We nurture health as we push policy that supports birthing folks, like the Momnibus bill. We show up with our dollars and grow the sustainability of our grant-making work. We are building safety in our homes and communities. We invested $1.8 million towards ending domestic violence while speaking up for Mother Earth. We explored the power of words and what it means to be a women's foundation that celebrates gender as expansive. We are nourishing prosperity. We provided feminist financial education for free on everything from home buying to budgets. We dove deep with folks who are leveling up their financial prowess with certification training. We talked about the power of stock giving and made multi-year grant making our official way forward. There is no getting around it. The last 12 months that made up this last fiscal year have been hard. And as this cascade of successes demonstrates, they have also been beautiful. Over the past year, we've created brief glimpses and broad vistas that allow us to see more of what we want, in how we are with each other, in who and how we fund, in the policies that become law, and the ones that go on to be transformed into something else. We are practicing abundance and experiencing joy. As we muddle through the ebbs and flows of pandemic surges, as we find our way to reproductive freedom, as we celebrate our victories and mourn our losses, we are building our feminist present and future.